This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, underwritten by Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. I'm Buzz Ulrich. There are personalities within Lutheranism that, if you have met them in person or on the phone, you'll realize quickly they are the kind of person that makes an impact in different ways, in different places, and for reasons they may not know even when they have closed one chapter of their lives and moved on to another. Such is the case with Dr. Wilhelm Torgerson, currently a professor at Concordia Lutheran Theological Seminary in the city of St. Catherine, Alberta, Canada. When WLN Digest caught up with the pastor and teacher, affectionately referred to by some as Torgy, we asked him how he ended up in St. Catherine, Alberta.
That's a good question. First of all, I grew up in Canada, attended in Edmonton, Alberta. I attended Concordia College there, briefly went to study at the seminary in Oberursel in Germany, and then from there I went to the senior college. I graduated there and then went to the Springfield Seminary and graduated there in 71. My first parish in the ministry was in St. Paul's Church in Medicine Hat, Alberta, southern Alberta, not too far from the Montana border. And then I got a call to Germany. At that time, they desperately needed, because the church had just merged, three Lutheran confessional churches had merged in 1972. And in 75, they called me over. They needed German-speaking pastors. So I took a call and said, okay, while I'm here, I help out in various places for 2 years, and then I go back. I always wanted to be a teacher. Well, the 2 years turned into 36 years.
Torgerson enjoyed his stay in Germany, having a chance to travel and gain new experiences.
And I was pastor first in Bremen, then in Hamburg and in Berlin, always for a longer period of time. And the last 3 years, from 2007 to 2010, I was the initiator of a new Lutheran center in Lutherstadt Wittenberg.
Torgerson is very keen on the Wittenberg Project, a partnership between the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Concordia Publishing House, and Germany's independent Evangelical Lutheran Church, known as the SELK. He's still keeping up with the plans and those involved as work moves toward an opening in May 2015.
My successor now is David Marsman, who is over there trying to get this center going, which really is a brainchild of Matthew Harrison.
But back to the well-traveled Pastor Wilhelm Torgerson.
But then I was retired in 2009, but I wasn't sitting around idle on the marketplace. I was kind of taking care of various vacancies in Germany. And then the faculty here at the seminary called me. All of them know me going way back. We've met at various times and in various places, including Westfield House in England in Cambridge. And they said, by the way, we had a number of retirements here at the seminary. Wouldn't that be something for you? So I considered that very briefly. And then I decided, yeah, I don't want to sit around here in Germany doing nothing. I wasn't doing nothing. But then I moved back permanently to Canada. So end of summer last, I think August 31st, I left Germany finally, and now I've taken up residency in St. Catharines.
Torgerson, although officially retired after all those years of service in Germany, is now a professor, staying very active.
And enjoying it immensely. I didn't think I would, but I obviously have to prepare a lot. I always have to stay 1 hour ahead of the students.
And that's not all Pastor Torgerson has been doing. He's also been acting as an ambassador for Lutherans. We'll tell you more on this weekend's World Lutheran News Digest.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.